Happy and glad to be here and to testify to the glory and honor of God. First, I want to say about that Yahweh is real.
Yes. Yes. Right.
Now, sometimes people speak of him, and it's just more conversation. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying that Yahweh is real. Now, we're blessed all of us to have the president, Dr. Carter Grosch, with us. It's not permissible for you to interview me in the school, but it's always our motto to let you know when some of the ecclesiastical authorities of the school are around. So, before I go any further, I'd like to have Dr. Carter Grosch, your international president of this school, who has been with me 42 years in this work, Dr. Carter Grosch. Please stand up. You've heard a good bit about the Jews. Now that man is a German Jew. Is that right? Now, when you talk so much about the Jews, you didn't know that some of them did. And I didn't either for a long time. Although I didn't know that I'm a Jew. Mine are in the neighbors. And we've got another Jew in the group. Now, I don't mean outwardly in flesh. He is outwardly in flesh. And also in the spirit. So it goes without saying that the vice president of the school here in Springfield is his son. Now, I don't have to tell you who he is. Now, Dr. Matthew went into the name pretty deep about your creation. He's a very, very conscientious and politic speaker.
Yeah, he is.
He's profound in his presentation.
Yeah.
He knows what he is talking about. The work that he is engaged in every day is a computer business, and you have to be accurate with that. And so we learn how to deal with things accurately in that very work. And that's the way he has come into the group, and that's the way he deals with it. He is your public, international, public relations director. So, everything so far as publication is concerned, he too is a part of the international staff. And I wouldn't like to overlook the presence of another international person or authority in the school, Dr. Evelyn Collins. He's a mortician and a funeral director that has studied about this physical body. And the reason why I like to mention him and he that work with the school, I want you to know that they're not just dummies. They are men that are renowned. And they are men that have had practical experience and deal with things politically. So, I'm very excited. Dr. Hobbs, would you mind standing up, please? We have the youth that are responsible for the direction of this school and for the people as it comes to you. Now, that brings me around to the place where I tried hard to show you how our lives were put together. And to present things to you so that you would have some understanding. First of all, I'd like to say that the seal, the seventh seal, everybody cannot understand. Yahweh will have to send you someone to understand.
Right.
And there is one way that that individual can understand it, understand. Now, they're talking about it in the name of God.
No, no.
They're talking about reading around in the Bible that people used to do. That kind of stuff.
No.
That only, well, they're complicated.
That's right.
But the truth about it is, it can be open. Your seals can be open. And the Bible can be explained so it makes some sense. Now, I want to say this right here, too. And I want you to pay attention to what I'm saying. There's several things that are vitally important for you to know and to keep in mind at all times. One of them is this, the first thing for you to know something about and to learn something about is your name of your Heavenly Father and of your Son. Now you just simply must know. Well, what's so important about it? See, you have to know the difference between an idol and the reality.
That's right. That's right.
And you have to know the difference between a false and a truth.
Right.
A good and a bad. Now, you just have to know that. Now, we have here, last Tuesday night, I believe it was, a man that stood up here in the school. That man never understood nothing I was talking about. And just reading, putting scriptures down.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
And then having you read around in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bishop Sharp did that when he taught me. So, I said, Bishop Sharp.
Yeah.
Rip up his own name. Mm-hmm. This is what he tells me. But now, this is not a Bible reading. Scripture quoting content.
That's
not
what it
is. So now you just might as well roll up your little scripture and put it up. Because that's not what it is. Now, you didn't notice that people do this. They put their finger on something in the Bible and read it. Then stand right there. And did you? That even through ignorance you see that they have actually disputed.
Right.
The Bible. Now one thing the man said the other night was this. He said it's by the authority of Jesus Christ that you went out and you baptized people. In the water, you mean. Then he said he knew that in Matthew 28:19, it didn't say baptized in the water. He said he knew that. But if he knew that, what is he going to stand around and talk about? Now that reading thing and not paying any attention to it. Then I stood up and said, I said, so far as the Gentiles were concerned, and I called to take the things and call all these names and then added some to it.
Yeah.
Such as Allah, Adonai, Jehovah, see, and all those kind of things. And I said, the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, does not say anything about the Gentiles having any kind of ornaments given to them. You can't read it out of the Bible. Then another one said it afterwards, so I understand, I was told. There's nothing I said was in the Bible.
Yeah.
I said nothing that wasn't in the Bible.
Right. That's right.
See?
Right.
Now, the reason why I brought this up is to show you that you're a little blessed.
Right.
Right. You're a blessed above that which you are hardly able to appreciate.
That's right.
It takes some understanding to even appreciate what you do know, what you do know, and what Yahweh has actually revealed to you. And you must keep coming to serve, because Yahweh is infinite. Now, I ask you for the remaining few minutes that you have here, go back in this life and show you. Now, this is how the vision comes to me. This is how the seals were opened, the vision. And after I saw the vision, I did not understand. I told you that before. And then I had to have a revelation in order to understand the vision. And that was true back then. And my wife is sitting in the second row right here, Miss Kay Cameron. Would you please stand up? That's my wife. Now, the reason why I mentioned her is she was sitting on the side of my bed after I had those visions and revelations. And my first words to her, I hope she remembers, I really think she does, was this. Her name is Kay. I said, Kay, I will never no more be the same man. Is that what I said to you? And from that day until this, I have not been the same man. Now, I said that to let you know that all the provocations, all these erroneous things, the ugly lies, things that are persecutions and afflictions that have been heaped upon me, it doesn't change my mind a bit. It doesn't even faze me. See? I just feel it really feels sorry for the people.
Right.
And just to be honest with you, to tell you the truth, people don't even have sense at all. To sit down somewhere and be quiet. And listen at what he's saying.
Right.
Now, as a rule, when he calls himself being quiet and listening to what he's saying, this is what he's doing. He's thinking of some way to counteract or to dispute something that you say.
Right.
Not realizing that it's disputing and arguing with Yahweh. You don't want that. See, he's too stupid and too dumb in the
life.
For example, you show me that the world is doing that. Mm-hmm. Yahshua the Messiah said, if he didn't, when he comes to the morning to the woman, I have to say that. See? Because when he comes to the morning to the woman, he said, don't think that I come to destroy, but I come to fulfill.
Right.
Now, man's stupid enough to say that he instituted.
Yeah.
See? When he said that he's fulfilled. Now, if we run that down and just show it. See? Now, he said that before he died, that he comes to fulfill. And that Last Supper, that he gave with his disciples. And I put this in the other night, so you would be sure not to miss it. See, the first supper down there in Egypt, or the feast of the Passover down in Egypt, there wasn't any 10,000 invited to that. Now that's the first one. And there wasn't any invited to the last. You see that now? So there hasn't been anything said that anybody knows stuff. No Passover. They weren't even invited to the feast. You see what I'm saying? Now listen, he can't what I'm saying. Now here he is going through the night. All the night fulfilled. And the reason why I brought that supper up was that just like last thing before he went to the Garden of Gethsemane and died. Now you can study all the literature you want to study. And they don't even say anything at all about him being fulfilling the Garden of Eden by going into the Garden of Gethsemane. They don't say anything like that. But they don't know anything about it. They don't know why he did this, that, and the other. And for that reason, they don't come to just read around about Jesus said this and Jesus said that and Jesus did this and Jesus done so and so. And this all that stuff is made to all of us. Now, this is what I'm going to say. Now, here's a man that's born in the world, saying he comes to fulfill. And he was on earth when he did that stuff. I said he was on earth. Now, the reason why I said he was on earth, so he died out there on the cross. And he was buried in his Joseph's tomb. He's not on earth now. He's in his tomb. Or he is in his show.
Hebrew.
Or he's in the grave. English. Or he's in hell.
Back in his tomb.
Now he told the people on earth when he was on earth that he was going to do it. He died and went to hell and told the captives in distress in hell that he was going to do it. See? Now the fulfillment of that there was he was the resurrection and the life. And the prophecy that was spoken of by Ezekiel, the dry bones in the valley and so forth and so on. It's true. After his resurrection, they resurrected.
Yes.
So he preached deliverance from the bondage of hell to them in hell.
Right.
Now, if you don't have any sin at all, and you can see that man preach while he was alive on earth and then he was fulfilled, when the hell preaches to you, he's fulfilled. Come back out of hell, young man, and sit down. That all things which have been written in the law of Moses and in the prophets must be fulfilled. Didn't say anything to do with it. See? You follow? Then go on out of there. Say, as it said in 40 days and 40 nights, and whatever appearance during that time. Now listen. Then he led him out of 40 days to the Mount of Olives. And he ascended. And went on ahead. And that too was a fulfillment. Why did you say that? Because he said, I proceeded to come forth from the Father, and I go back to the Father. You see? So now that's a fulfillment. See? Now people stand around chewing the rag and arguing with the Creator.
Yeah.
And commenting in the flesh and call him a liar, and that means I've taken up the Lord.
That's right.
See what I'm talking about? And yet still they want somebody to think that they are the church of Christ and they're sanctified and they're holy. They are holy, holy wrong.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Now, that brings me around to say this. I tried to put this Bible together. And when Dr. Matthews he works with that pattern. And he works with the creation of heaven and earth according to that pattern. Now listen now. The heaven and the earth, that's the greater and more perfect pattern. See? And this one that we have here, this, I call it a miniature tabernacle. See? That Moses built down there in the wilderness. See? Now that's a figure or pattern of heavenly things. See? Now I have been able, by the vision that Yahweh has given me, to tell you many things. And they have come to pass. By that time, by that time. Now, this is what I'm going to say. Now, Yahweh, the Elohim, is the archetype pattern. Now, he is the original pattern. No other pattern than him. He's the first and the last pattern. He has a plan and a purpose. And he carries it out without any hindrance and any obstruction. Now listen closely to what I'm saying. Just like you see each day of that creation in that day, one day followed the other in logical sequence. And there had to be those divisions in those days, like dividing the waters above from the waters beneath and so forth and so on. Because the pattern dictates those divisions. You see? Now the head would be Yahweh. See? The breath would be Elohim. See? And the abdominal cavity would be Yahshua. But that's just one body. Just like that's one tabernacle. See? Just like a cell is made of a proton and a neutron. I don't mean a cell, I mean an atom. It's made up of a proton, a neutron, and an electron. A cell is made of a nucleus, a nucleus, and a cell body. And you are made of your pneumon, psychic, and soul. As you say, your soul, body, and spirit. Have a head cavity, chest cavity, and abdominal cavity. Even the migration out of Egypt in the Canaan land. You have Egypt divided by the Red Sea, the wilderness, divided from the Palestine by the River Jericho. And all over across that way. Your father? Three, four. See, now I know that Dr. Matthew spoke about that trick through there. Now, it isn't just that that's right. He knows that. And he spoke about Joshua being the real Jesus of the Pharisees. Now, if you notice in the 17th chapter of Exodus, I read by this, I'm reading from earlier. The first you read about Joshua is there in the wilderness fighting with the Amalekites.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right.
You say that almost right. Now, he said that the prophecy had to confirm the law. Now here comes the prophet Isaiah then, who is this who comes from Edom with dyed garments and bowed up, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I thought like thy red and thine pale, and thy garments like unto one that treads the line of battle alone, and the fierceness of his anger. Then to come back, and said, I that speak in righteousness, mighty to slay. And in my own arms brought salvation down.
Yeah.
And there was none with me to help.
Right.
Why was he raising his spirit? See? And then John was like on the one that tripped the line and fell alone. Don't you remember the crucifixion down here, the blood of the lamb down there? And after that, they went on out into the wilderness. And if you look up, Edom. You ever hear tell of the Edomites? And the Bozarites. The Bozar, the capital of Edom. And that is in the wilderness. Now he's coming right up through the wilderness.
Right.
Right on up through from Edom. Bozar. And right on up through the wilderness, and fighting with the Amalekites and all the rest of them up through there. Now look, folks. Yahweh is going to fight our battle.
Yeah.
Now we fight. But we fight the good fight of faith and let hold on to eternal life.
Right.
Now we know that we can't defeat or whip to death. Mm-hmm. We have to depend on Yahweh.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's go back now and see what we're doing, what we're talking about. Now, the material and all that this tabernacle was built about, it comes from Egypt. It comes from Egypt. They spoiled the Egyptians. Now, you pay attention. They spoiled the Egyptians. Yahweh told them to do that. And they brought all the material about it that it took to build this tabernacle. They really had too much. See? And since that day came, they didn't know what to do with that material.
That's right.
Well, now I'm going to say it this way. Now this stuff that they brought up here to build this tabernacle with, see, that symbolized this stuff back here.
That's right.
And
that's
you can't right. even do it. Oh, right. There ain't no perfect tabernacle. Now you see that now?
Yeah.
That's just as easy as it can be.
That's right.
See that now? Which shows they all come from the Spirit. Now just like this tabernacle has three departments in it. This tabernacle has three departments. This tabernacle has three departments. Yahweh is threefold. So are you. And everything in the universe.
Right.
So everything in the universe, now listen. Everything in the universe points to and testifies. And Yahweh proves his own existence.
Right.
See,
right.
I'm too stupid. And so also are you.
Right.
So then he didn't leave it up to me. See? And he just showed me how he did it.
Right.
See, and all I'm doing is tell you about how it was.
Right.
And you could do a better job of understanding if you just said the
oppressive.
See? Now listen. You're not going to have no creation without a creator.
That's right.
And the creation has got the favor of these pictures kept by the creator.
Right.
One kept, you can't look at your picture and say, well, that's not me.
Right.
You see? It isn't because the photographer knows so much about art. It's because the camera took the picture.
That's right.
You see? Follow now? Now look, folks. The time has expired. But I just want to point this one thing out to you. You pay attention to what I'm saying. Now, Dr. Matthew spoke in the 24th chapter of Matthew in Exodus 16th verse.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that the cloud covered the mountain 6 days. But he didn't say what happened when he was in the cloud. And said on the seventh day he called Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Now look, your holy name, Father. Somebody opened it with you to the first chapter of Genesis. And notice in your first chapter of Genesis in the Holy Name Bible, not the King James Bible. See, all of the creation that 6 days is in. In that chapter I'm talking about. And the King James Version, it goes down part of the way into the second chapter. Is that almost right?
Yeah.
See? Now this is what I'm trying my best to tell you. See? Could nobody write of that but Moses? Because he didn't reveal it to nobody but Moses. You see? You follow now? Well, nobody else had but Moses. Now then, I don't mean Moses in the brain. But I do mean to tell you the truth. See, Yahweh showed it to me.
That's right.
See, and now I have to tell you the same thing that Moses did.
Right.
Now look, when you got through them 6 days, and it said that in Exodus, on the seventh day, he called on Moses.